When it comes to thinking about where the most beautiful theaters in the world are, there's a good chance your mind takes you to Europe or the east and west coast of the United States. But according to a recent news piece, maybe we should be looking right here in Wisconsin instead.
CNN recently named the Mabel Tainter Center for the Arts in Menominee as one of the world's most spectacular theaters, only one of very few located in the United States on that list.
Amy Rice joins us now. She's executive director of the Mabel Tainter Center for the Arts. Amy, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So CNN's list of the world's most spectacular theaters includes beautiful historic venues like places in London and Paris. I think Shakespeare's Globe is on there. What does it mean to you that your theater in Menominee, Wisconsin is right up there in that list?
Well, it's a huge honor, and people keep asking me if I'm surprised, and I always say I'm not surprised. I'm honored, but I'm not surprised. I get to come to work here every single day, and from the moment I walked into this building 3 years ago for the very first time, I've known it's a special, gorgeous place. So it's an incredible honor.
Amy, I'll be honest, I haven't been there. Can you give me a taste? Why is the Mabel Tainter Center for the Arts so spectacular?
Well, Chris, you need to visit, first of all. What makes it so spectacular, I think from the outside, you would never know what's on the inside. From the outside, it is big Dunville sandstone bricks. It looks a little bit like a castle. It's somewhat masculine, a little bit foreboding and ominous. But the moment you walk in the door, it has an incredible, feminine, welcoming feeling. The Victorian-era theater is Richardsonian Romanesque architecture. It is a beautiful, intimate space. It's 251 seats. And as a result of the renovation that took place in 2006, we now have a gorgeous gold butterfly curtain. All of the stenciling was redone. The seats were restored. It is an absolutely impeccable, beautiful facility, and it looks much as it did when it opened in 1890.
And it has a lot of history. I've actually seen shows in the Mabel Tainter Theater before. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the more remarkable things that have happened there over the years?
Well, we've had a number of famous artists over the years. In the past several years here at the Mabel Tainter, we've had some people who have been on national television. Tim Harmston is a local comedian who's been on David Letterman and The Last Comic Standing. He and his wife, Mary Mack, have performed here. Most recently, last fall, we had Home Free Vocal Band had performed on our stage, and they went on to win an NBC show, so it was exciting to have them here. We work very hard to have a diverse performing arts season. We've had everything from aerialist circus arts to Continental Ballet's The Nutcracker, rock music, opera, everything here at the Mabel Tainter. We work hard to ensure that there's something for everyone.
Can you give us a little bit of the history behind the origin of the Mabel Tainter?
Well, it's a sad and loving story. The Mabel Tainter Center for the Arts was built in honor of young Mabel Tainter, who passed away in 1886 at the age of 19. The medical records are a bit, you know, odd from way back then, but we believe she had appendicitis. And her parents, Andrew and Bertha Tainter, were absolutely heartbroken. And at the urging of their Unitarian pastor, Reverend Doty Maxson, they chose to build this facility in her honor. She was someone who loved the arts, in particular music and literature. So they began building the facility 125 years ago, and actually April of 1889, and it opened in 1890. When it first opened, it was not only a beautiful Victorian theater, but also the community library. It was also the home of the Unitarian Church, and it was a meeting place for veterans of the Civil War.
So this is a storied building. It goes back a long way, a lot of people. It has a tragic origin story, and I don't know if you talk about it much, but among locals, there's some talk about it being haunted. What do you make of that?
We've had some interesting experiences here at the Mabel Tainter, and we are, in fact, going to be partnering with other theaters in the Chippewa Valley and the St. Croix Valley who also have stories of being haunted to offer some public tours and share those stories. But yes, some of us who have been on staff or volunteered at the Mabel Tainter have had some interesting experiences.
Can you tell us one quick one?
I can tell you a quick one. Okay, so one night I was here quite late. It was a summer evening, and my office is the former pastor's study, which is on the balcony level of the theater. And I was planning on working pretty late, and so I was going to play some music in the theater because the theater has amazing acoustics and a great sound system thanks to the renovation. So I was going to put a CD in the sound system, and I walked out and I heard a noise from the stage. I heard, ha-ha, like a child laughing. And at first I thought, who's here? Who brought a child in here? And it took me a moment, and I realized it is late at night. There is no way there's anyone else in here. I had said goodbye to my staff. I knew that they had locked the facility, and I was the only one here. It was a really interesting experience. It wasn't scary. It wasn't scary at all. Right. None of the experiences we've had have been scary. They've always been sort of light and fun and, oh, how interesting. They're here.
Interesting.
Well, what's been the reaction from the community to this CNN piece? Again, Menominee's on a list with London and Paris and big cities around the world.
I think the community is really proud. I think most people who participate here on a regular basis are like me. They're honored but not surprised. The other thing that's been exciting is there are a lot of people in this community who have never, they've lived here their entire lives and maybe they've never set foot in the Mabel Tainter Center for the Arts. And this has provided a little bit of a nudge in that direction for them to come and see what all the fuss is about. So in the last couple months since the news hit in April, we have had a number of patrons who have attended our shows and the shows of some of our partner organizations. The Menominee Theater Guild also performs their main stage season here, 4 shows annually, plus a youth performance in the summer. And I know that people from throughout the region, Madison, the Twin Cities, have made it a special trip to come and see what is the fuss. And everyone that has set foot in here has just said it is a very special, gorgeous place, and it literally takes your breath away when you walk into that theater. It just does.
What is your favorite show that you've seen there that really plays to the beauty of the place and the acoustics?
It's hard to say because it's such a sweet, intimate theater, and everything that we've had here the Nutcracker is stunning on stage to see such a beautiful ballet in this beautiful Victorian space. We've had everything from that to this crazy rock 1980s hair band concert called Power Ballads sold out last fall, and people want to have that again. Really, everything that we've had here, everything seems to work in this space, honestly. And the performers who come here, everyone who sets foot on that stage says there's nothing else like performing at the Mabel. They love coming back here.
Well, Amy, congratulations on making that list.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for the interview.
We've been talking to Amy Reese, Executive Director of the Mabel Tainter Center for the Arts.